going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Dan Day, who's tapping in for Solana this hour. Solana's on his way to the Kasai Center.
He's already
been there.
It's
2 o'clock now. He's going to the SPO media availability. But Dan Day will be at Funky Buddha tonight in Oakland Park. You got trivia. What time is trivia tonight?
7:30.
All right. And people, I'm assuming, can watch the Panthers and Heat games there as well, right?
Yeah, you got a choice. You can do trivia and watch the games at the same time, or you can go into their secondary room and watch the Panthers and Heat game with most likely the Panthers audio on, I'm guessing, tonight in the secondary room.
I've beaten Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha, in Wordle and Dordle today.
Mm.
Just want you to know. Just want you to know I'm up 2-0 today. I'm just saying. Just saying.
You got Squirtle and Octortle left.
I still got Quartle and Octortle. You are correct.
You grown ass man.
You ready for some trivia questions? I saved a couple for you.
Yes. I was actually going to ask you if you have any trivia for us, but then I always end up putting you on the spot. And so I literally was thinking, oh, do you have a trivia question for us? Then I was like, oh, don't do that to him again,
because
then he's scrambling. Now I'm excited. Go ahead,
okay.
Dan. Give us a little sample of what we might get tonight at Funky Buddha.
We'll start off kind of easy, I guess. Las Vegas is the largest city in what desert? Go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah, you thought it was going to be Nevada, jackass. That's why you don't buzz in that early. Can you repeat the question for me?
Yes, absolutely.
Sahara.
That is
pretty much the only desert I know.
Wow. Las Vegas is the largest city in what desert?
In what desert? That would be Lake Mead.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Same desert as the Grand Canyon.
That's what desert is it?
Jimmy, you don't know?
I do not know.
Oh, it's the Mojave Desert.
Oh, the Mojave.
That's in America?
Damn. I just found that out along with you.
Right,
I didn't know we had deserts, to be quite honest. But
it was a desert.
I kind of knew we did because Vegas is built in a desert.
Yeah, say state next time.
Well, no, everybody would know that.
All right, this one should be kind of easy. 1969, right. CBS covered what event? 30 straight hours, and 27 of those 30 hours, Walter Cronkite was on the air. What was that event in 1969?
Oh, I know that.
Jim Crow.
They covered inequities in the United States?
I don't know. You know?
That's got to be the Neil Armstrong moon landing.
Very good. Very good.
Yes, thank you.
And they covered that for a day?
30
I
hours.
Mean, it was kind of a big deal in the 60s. They were landing on the moon. Half the people thought the moon was made out of cheese.
It jumped around a little bit. Seen the video.
And since this is sort of a sports show, I have a sports question. You don't have to give me all three, but if you can give me one or two or three, do your best. Name the only three major
Jim
league.
Crow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
Man. Got me again. Name one of the three, or name all three, Major League Baseball players. There's only been three of them to win 10 baseball games as a pitcher, but also hit 70 home runs in their career. So 10 wins as a pitcher, okay, and over 10 wins as a pitcher and over 70 home
Babe
runs.
Babe Ruth.
Yes, number one.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani.
Number two. Number three's hard, though. Whew.
Who would be three?
You're never going to get it.
Is it anyone that I've heard of?
I mean, when I say the name, you'll know, but you'll never guess it.
Old guy,
70 home runs.
Let's see, in the 2000s, early 2000s.
And how many wins?
It has to have at least 10 wins as a pitcher and 70 home runs as a batter, over 70 home runs.
70 home runs.
I'll give you a clue because it's going to be too hard to get. He played for the St. Louis Cardinals in the 2000s.
Oh, no. I don't know if that helps me.
Doesn't.
Mm-mm. Carpenter?
No.
Who is it, Jimmy?
I said guessed Carpenter.
Yeah. Just any Carpenter?
No, just
Williams.
There was a Carpenter on the Cardinals, so I just
I'll guess pitcher.
Okay. You'll never get it. It's actually Rick Ankiel.
Oh, wow. I would have gotten that, I bet. I would have gotten that.
Remember.
Rick Ankiel.
Remember he forgot how to throw?
Yeah.
Remember Rick Ankiel?
The yips.
Got the yips.
Yep.
Completely forgot how to pitch.
That's crazy. I do remember that. I didn't know his name.
Yeah. That was cool. All right. Any other trivia?
Yeah. What's your social security number and routing number?
Yeah. I've fallen for that before.
Why talk give a social security number on the phone?
I did. I've fallen for that before.
Who is that?
All right. Let's get headlines with Dan Day. By the way, Dan Day will have trivia at Funky Buddha Tap Room tonight in Oakland Park. Or if you're coming to the Panthers game here at the Amerant Bank Arena, we got the Funky Buddha Tap Room right underneath us. Across from Pantherland. You can enjoy a little gloves off or whatever floats your boat. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena today, courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Headlines with Dan Day, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
All right, of course, we know tonight, 7 o'clock, it is a pivotal game for both the Panthers and the Lightning. 7 o'clock, Amerant Bank Arena. You're going to hear it on our sister station, Radio Libre 790.
790.
7:30, pivotal game. Miami looks to stay alive, down 3-0 to the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's right here.
You doing Cavs laying the points?
Yeah. I got 8.5 halfway through the show, so I jumped on it.
I bet Tyler Hero first bucket of the game at plus 800.
You're on a roll. That's just
I've been on a nice – yeah, that one's a little lottery ticket, but I've been on a nice little heater.
Upcoming.
I bet the Celtics last night, minus 5.5. It was like kind of even in the fourth quarter, and I figured like the Celtics would pull away, and they did. They won by 9. I also had Matt Mervis did a home run last night. That was a loser.
Cavs, minus 8.5. Tyler Hero, first player to score.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, I'll put that one in. And then Steph Curry, points, assists, and rebounds all added together was at 38.5. I just don't see how that's an under.
So you're taking the over?
I took over. 38 is going to score 30 points. A couple rebounds, assists here or there.
Yeah.
Still probably make you sweat a little bit towards the end. They always do.
I took Giannis under 54, and he had 52 last night.
Win's a win.
Win's a win.
Speaking of those playoff games, you got Golden State and Houston tonight at 10 o'clock, and in Hockey World, 9:30, you have got the Colorado Avalanche and the Dallas Stars. That series is tied at 2 over there in the NHL.
Yeah, we got to start paying attention to the series because we're going to need to know who's coming up. If, of course, Panthers are able to get by Tampa.
Put a little nightcap on you after you get your wins tonight from the Heat and the Panthers. You can watch the Marlins take on the Dodgers. That is going to be a 10-10 first pitch.
And I probably will end up betting Matt Mervis to hit a ding-dong. It's kind of what I do.
You did have a base hit.
I was thinking about this. So during the season, say there's 82 games. Let's say he doesn't play 15 of them. Either gets a day of rest or there's a lefty So that's what? 72 minus another 5, 67. So that's like 67 games that I'll probably bet him to hit a home run. Let's say $25 on each bet at 67. That's $45,000 I'm betting on Matt Mervis home run.
I don't know if your math is right, but I don't think it's
in the ballpark. I think
it's a good decision.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He doesn't know.
I was listening to the interview just like, oh my goodness, the other day. I was like, does he even know how much you're betting on him? What the pressure would be if he actually knew?
I am part of the Mervis militia, man. He is my leader. He is my supreme leader.
We talked.
We just had Jack Betch, the receiver.
Yeah.
We had him on the
show. What, on the pivot?
On the pivot. Yeah. And after the show, we're just messing around with him. He's a young dude. He's 22 years old. So I said, oh, man, good to see you, man. Thank you for being on the show, blah, blah, blah. I was like, hey, man, don't mess up my parlays next year. Don't say that to me. Don't say that to me. I was just joking around. I was like, don't say that, man. Come on. I hate that because people always tell me about messing up
my parlays. I was so close to winning all this money. You stink.
Don't say that to me.
And we talked about Damian Lillard. He has a torn left Achilles. Now they're saying he's questionable for next season even, which is pretty obvious, I would think.
And that might be curtains, fellas.
Bad news.
Yeah. What to do that. One more baseball note. Major League Baseball's commissioner, Rob Manfred, is now considering reinstating Pete Rose.
Well, I mean, a little late.
Don't you think if you're his family, like, no, thanks. Like, yeah, we're good. Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
You knew it was going to happen this way.
Yeah. But no, for his kids and, you know, grandkids, great-grandkids, legacy.
The Eagles were at the White House today, too, being honored as Super Bowl champions.
Did they all show up? Is there any? I didn't even see the story. Is anybody not show up?
Nah, Vic Fangio was definitely there because I see him standing very proudly. So
I know Jalen Hurts didn't show up.
He didn't. I was going to say, I knew somebody would, you know, certain people.
Saquon flew with Trump yesterday on the Air Force One.
Really?
They played golf together at Westminster up in Jersey, and then they flew back to D.C. on the plane.
Damn, Saquon. Delete your number.
If you told me that Donald Trump was hanging out with a guy named Saquon, I'd be like, "Whoa, what's the deal?"
Hey, Saquon.
With that being said, let's get to weather from the New Mesmin and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is supposed to be rainy, actually, tomorrow. You're going to be clear for the rest of the day. Then it clears back up, partly cloudy on Wednesday. Just so a little bit of a forecast.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out here looking outside and sunrise. Beautiful city of sunrise. Just, about an hour and a half away from Panthers puck drop.
Got action, baby.
Very exciting. We got action, Jack.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're not going to learn anything about Dame Lillard on this show, but you might learn a little bit about liver function.
Hawk and Crowder.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it is a happy hour here at the Amerant Bank Arena. Hopefully, Panthers will leave tonight back to Tampa up 3-1. You will hear the Panthers game on 790 AM, and Solana did the show today from the Kaseya Center in Miami. Hopefully, the Heat can sneak one past the Cavs and send that series back to Cleveland, and you can hear that game on 560. I was just talking with Crowder. I put in two bets while we were here. I did Tyler Hero first bucket for tonight's Heat game.
I wrote it with you.
And I just put in a three-leg parlay for the Panthers game. I've got Reinhardt over 2.5 shots, Marchand over 1.5 shots, and Sergei Bobrovsky over 21.5 saves. So that's what I'm rolling with right now. I think I'm going to bet the Warriors tonight, too. Jimmy Butler is back. He will play tonight. And let me just see what the line is, because it was Warriors -4 earlier. I'm assuming they had already assumed that Jimmy was playing. Yeah, it's still Golden State -4, and I think I'm going to bet that tonight.
So what's this, game 5?
Yeah. And I'm going to bet Matt Mervis home run tonight, of course.
This is at Houston?
Golden State. No, it's game 5, so it was 2 at Golden State, 2 at Houston, now back to, right? Now
no,
back to Golden State.
Because Houston was the 2 seed. Golden State snuck in.
Oh, maybe this is game 4 then. Must be game 4 then.
They went up 2-1. Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. Game 4, I was about to say, they're 4-point favorites in Houston?
Yeah,
okay.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I might ride it with you.
Anyway, if you're going to Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park tonight, you could see Dan Day there doing trivia. Say hello. And if you come to the Panthers game, go get yourself a little Funky Buddha at the Tap Room here at the Amerant Bank Arena. I got to tell you about my good friends in the award-winning team at Doral Volkswagen. And right now, you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock and ready for immediate delivery. With competitive financing and flexible lease options, you'll get the best deal at Doral Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. That is Doral Volkswagen. Thank you, Steph, our on-site engineer. Thank you, Dan Day and Jimmy back in the studios. And thank you, Doug Plagans, for stopping by, John Michaels, for being on the show. And thank you, Florida Panthers, for delivering us the Zamboni Tender Bucket. That was a well-needed snack.
Delicious.
Earlier in the show. That was good. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Heat. Go Panthers. Go Marlins. We will speak with you mañana.
I like players with glucose monitor patches.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.